For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Party people!
The pitch on the way. Well, in the air. Deep left field. It's got a chance. Get out the tape measure for Ian Happ. All the way on to Waveland Avenue. Cubs lead 6-3.
Hector Neris is up in the Cubs bullpen.
And isn't that a sign of relief?
Heart attack, Hector.
Uh-oh, Hector's warming.
New guy in the mound, Hector Neris.
Hector Neris did not work over the weekend.
Hector Neris, 10 saves, 3 blown saves. A foul off to the right. That one, I think Soler was interfered with by the catcher, Amaya. And Soler will be allowed to go to first base. Yaz takes outside, ball 4. And the possible tying runs are now on base.
We always talk about in these games, with the wind blowing out, walks and errors, how crucial they are to not have them for your team and making all the plays.
The pitch to Tyro Estrada, right-handed hitter. Tyro swing, and it's a high drive into left field deep. At the wall, adios, pelota! Can you believe that one?
And just like that, the Giants have taken a 7-6 lead.
You got to be kidding me.
That is unreal.
Gotta be kidding me. Finally get one. You think you got a fairly comfortable lead.
And you blew it. You blew it.
Frankly, it's a fly ball. You know, it's the wrong night to give up fly balls.
Cubs fans are not happy.
What the hell's going on out there? What the hell is that going on out there? What the hell is that going on out there?
Baseball panic in Chicago.
Baseball is designed to torture you.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Jim. Here we go. Here we go, Jim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Baseball is torturing both Cubs and White Sox fans differently, but it absolutely is a shared torture of an experience of this baseball season. I am not, though, into the superlatives. I saw Sahadev tweeting about this. He's like, this is the most frustrating Cubs team of my lifetime. No. I absolutely think the 2018 Cubs was a more frustrating version of this team. Sahadev said 18 and 19. But after the 3 straight LCS trips of 15, 16, and 17, and all of those guys still being there, and the feeling of like, hey, none of them had gotten paid. And so, like, it was about the money as much as it was about the losing. And, like, I do not consider this, like, an all-time Cubs frustration of a season, personally.
Yeah, no, I don't either. It is early. 18 and 19, as it fell apart and lasted as long as it did, the volume of it leaves a different mark, and the finality of it leaves a different mark. It's amazing to me. I don't know what it is today, but as of what, 2 days ago, it was the exact same record as last year's Cubs team, which is an insane thing to think about.
Yeah.
In terms of how things felt, obviously the
I think at 33 and 37 is where it was identical. So we're a couple of days, like you said, removed.
So yeah. So like last year they made the run, like right now they were in the midst of a run that began and carried on through July and yada, yada. We all know how it went, but boy, expectations and an $8 million manager can change that quite a bit in terms of an experience.
Yeah, and it's just, you'll hear our conversation with Craig Counsell coming up in 20 minutes if you missed it. There aren't great options. Hector Neris is wildly frustrating. I wouldn't give him the ball tonight in the ninth inning simply to change the vibe and the backdrop. But I'm not saying that I wouldn't give him the ball in the seventh or the eighth. because there just simply aren't enough dudes that he can go to.
Yeah, well, I mean,
can't trust Wesneski.
Sure, I mean, we could play this game with the entire bullpen and be like, well, who do you want to see in the ninth?
Leiter gave up a nuke last night. The ball off the scoreboard was ridiculous.
Still the best guy.
Definitely.
Going.
Definitely. But I'm just saying, it's not like, oh man, there's an obvious closer on this team and they're just not using him. Like that is not the situation that they find themselves in.
I don't want to see Keegan Thompson anywhere near the ninth inning. I don't want to see Porter Hodge or Colton Brewer, whichever one happens to be up right now. I'm pretty sure they're the same guy.
Man. So,
are they? I mean, does anybody know for sure if Porter Hodge and Colton Brewer? I've interviewed them both. I'm still not sure they're not the same guy.
Wow. Who are you, Mac? Who are the two guys at White Sox camp? It was
Danny Mendick.
Danny Mendick
and Nick Madrigal.
Yeah, I knew one was Madrigal. That was Danny Mendick. He joined a live interview in progress.
Walked over
and asked questions.
Let me be a part of this.
Yeah, incredible.
In all fairness, they are like 2'9", 5'10" whites.
I totally agree.
Sure.
And at the time, Nick Madrigal was mostly a rumor at that point in our lives.
Well, we were looking for Jose Altuve or Dustin Pedroia.
It's easy to understand why he think one would be the other, but so Hector Neris,
yeah.
This is before the game yesterday. This is before the blown save last night.
Oh boy,
yeah, yeah. So let's give this last night's blown save on top of how Jed talked about Neris.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's battled very well. I think he hasn't. I think the walk rate has also been something that's he's put. You put traffic on, and I think that is always a concern. I do think he's a veteran guy with a really slow heartbeat, and I do think that there are times he'll pitch around a guy to get a better matchup. But I think that certainly late in games, especially the one run variety, I think that can be really difficult. So I think the walk rate is something late in games that is a concern.
So the walk rate, yeah. And the walk was a problem last night.
Oh, it's funny how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I know.
Once again.
I'd like to thank you for not bringing up my whip bet. Yesterday you brought it up.
I mean, anytime you want to just pay up would be fine.
Yeah, what is it? Shellfish Tower?
Shellfish Tower for the crew for lunch. If you want to make us all wait till October for the season to officially end.
I do.
That's fine.
Or when he's DFA'd. One of those two.
Whichever comes first. If they trade him. DFA him or the season ends, that's when you're willing to pay?
Yeah, that's when I'll do that.
Could you bring in one element of the shellfish tower per day?
Oh, interesting.
Bring a jumbo shrimp in tomorrow.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. But you can't eat it till October, so you just got to wait on that. You got to put it all together.
Jane can tell us if it smells okay.
Perfect.
Boy, those crab legs have been sitting there a while, huh?
It's not a terrible idea. We could let him out of the bet for lobster rolls. You know what I mean? You don't have to, if you want to save money, and we'll let you. It's like you cash out on a losing wager.
I don't know. Four lobster rolls at Brown Bag might be as expensive as one seafood tower.
Boy. Okay.
Yeah.
Lobster rolls are a tasty item.
Well, I'm not going to let him out for he can't get out for cheeseburgers.
No.
The bet is Shellfish Tower.
No, no, no. I'm going to deliver a full-on Shellfish Tower.
All right.
If you could get Mott Street or Au Cheval cheeseburgers here.
No, no, no. I think if I did anything other than that, it would just be Shellfish. And I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
Shut the hell up.
Whoa. That deserved a rim shot.
Thank you.
But that's okay.
That was a really good one.
Thank you, buddy.
He was so proud.
I mean,
I know this guy too well. I just saw it in his face. I was like, oh, he's about to say something.
You know
real
what? You saw it coming. Normally, when you make a joke like that, I get real crabby, but I like that one.
I appreciate that. I thank you very much.
And Tanny's shrimp of a self of humor over here.
I know.
Sense of humor.
And damn it.
Oh, he's tripping over the words.
Damn it. Oh.
What usually happens is that Danny clams up, and that's a problem.
I hate that.
Yeah.
It's a real problem.
Oh, God.
Felt good about that one, too.
You got to use your muscles to make him laugh.
That doesn't make any sense.
It does. You got to muscle up on him.
You got to muscle up. Oh, yeah. Okay.
A lobster.
Good job, Dan.
Yikes.
Wow. Leave it to us, buddy. Okay? Jeez.
My bad.
Yeah, don't try to claw your way out of this one.
I won't.
Claw? Can I get claw? It's not officially a shellfish.
No, that's too broad.
That's me.
That reference was the size of the ocean.
Yeah, it's me trying to be shellfish again.
Well, we all need to look.
We already have the lemons for the Shellfish Tower.
Yeah, we sure do.
Yeah, they're all here.
Can Jed tell us where the answers are for saving this show and the trade market, please?
There's no question that like that guy can that guy impacts, you know, hitters above and below, and I think that yes, in the theoretical, but like, you know, the trade market's not really open at this point in the summer. Like, at this point, certainly the answers have to come from within. So. The question in theoretical or the actual? Like, we're not going to be able to add that bat today on June 17th.
So could you? Would that be a focus a month from now, trying to add that type of bat?
I think I would say we need to start hitting a lot better.
So, wow, that's telling. So in terms of pulling up prospects, whether it's bullpen pieces or other, they need to start hitting a lot better. So they're not.
I agree.
They're not going to believe. Well, yeah, but he means like they're not believing in the team to go out and make the moves. That makes me think about your thing yesterday about are they more likely to buy or to sell? Because like, why bother to get a bullpen piece if you don't think your team hits well enough to win games?
Absolutely. And there is a lot of baseball left between now and when the trade market will really open. If they play better between now and then, sure, they'll buy. But what if they play the exact same? What if they're 4 games under 500 between now and July 20th? Hey, that is, of course, possible.
Do you think the same exact kind of run that they went on last year before the deadline, an 8-game win streak, that got them to what? Shane, would you look at last year's record just before the deadline? What did that 8-game win streak get them to?
Let's just take line one, John in Logan Square.
Okay. Let's do that.
Yeah, hey guys, how's it going?
What's up, John? In Logan Square. Shane really doesn't... He doesn't love calls, but he wants to get out of this research project. So he just,
well, John said he's got the numbers already.
He just threw you right on the air, John.
I was screening him when he said he had the numbers.
All right, whatever. Go ahead.
I got the numbers, man. I got them right here in front of me.
Okay.
So last year at this time in the NL, Miami was leading the wild card. They were 10 games over. We all know what happened to Miami. The Dodgers were the third wild card spot. The Phillies weren't even going to make it.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
At this time, the Cubs were 33-38. And that was after going on a 7-3 run. They were terrible last year. They were in the middle of May. They had a third worst record in the league. So there's a lot of time, man. I'm pissed. I know we suck. I'm looking for hope. I'm looking for some sort of optimism somewhere. So I need a little emotional support here.
Well, yeah, John. Thanks for the call. And there is a lot of time. And to answer your question directly, Spiegs, the 8-game winning streak last year. From July 21st to July 29th,
yes, sir,
brought them to a whopping 53-51.
And that was enough right there. 2 games over, and it was celebrated by 98% of observers and fans.
Including me.
Yep.
Including me too.
Looking back, would they have been better off overall as an organization not having given up DJ Hers, who just struck out 13 the other night, for Jamer Candelario? Maybe trading Cody Bellinger and getting something else for the farm system? Would they have been better off overall? Yeah.
Yes, but you don't know that at the time.
Sure don't.
I tried very hard to not do that in my analysis or my criticism of these guys. So, yeah, I try to be very consistent on that. Time travel hasn't been invented. If you said 53-51 is not good enough to buy, then cool. But when they collapse in September to then go back and say, well, they would have been better off selling in July. Yeah. Well, yeah, no kidding. But we didn't know in July that they were going to collapse in September. Mm-hmm. In fact, in July, they were playing good enough baseball that imagine if they would have sold at 53-51.
People would have gone crazy.
Not only, I mean, how would Ian Happ have responded to that? How would Nico Horner respond to that? How would the rest of baseball respond to that?
Yeah.
If a
$200 million plus payroll, market three, sell out every game, 2.5 million fans a year organization.
So same thing this year. 8-game win streak to end up at 2 games over .500, having shown something in late July. Do they make a small buy?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And they should make a small buy in that scenario. But that's not the hypothetical that I'm putting you out. I'm saying if it goes the other way, if it continues this way and they're like, well, we're only 3 games out of the last wild card, but we're 8 games under .500 and we're 11.5 back of first in the division. In that scenario, I'd be like, sell.
Texter says, wait a minute. Don't worry. The Cubs were also bad last year. How is that reassuring? It's not. It's not.
Correct. That's why this team hasn't accomplished anything.
Yeah, no, there's nothing about this that's reassuring. Don't worry. John in Logan Square was trying to be reassuring. He was trying to use the calendar and history to his advantage and reassure us all. And the real thing he did is make Shane not have to do that research project.
It did really, really great timing. I'm screening the call. He's like, yo, I've got, I want to talk about where the Cubs were at this time last year.
You nailed it. Yeah, it was perfect.
And then you're looking at me like, no, you're just trying to get out of it? No. My guy John's got the numbers.
He did.
That's how good of a producer he is.
Yeah.
Anyone in the world could have called at this point. A caller almost had what you asked for.
Bring up something else. Let's see if they call.
See. Start asking trivia questions.
I'm going to see what this guy wants. Hold on. Cool.
Whatever he wants, we'll talk about it. Whatever he wants.
No. That's,
you don't know.
That's where I retire.
Maybe he wants to talk about that Mexican guy.
From earlier, yeah. The Aussie in the bullpen.
Oh, incredible.
Here's John Heyman on what he evaluates as one of the biggest situations and issues pressing for the Cubs.
Yeah, I mean, they're still in the race at 500, but really really poor last couple few weeks, even month for the Cubs. They're not obviously a powerful hitting team, and they're going to have to win these close games. Their rotation is good, and they can't have the games blown at the end. This has been an issue from the beginning, right? They do not have a good enough bullpen. I guess overall Leiter has been pretty good, but basically they need reinforcements in that pen, and fortunately for them, it's a little better than the shortstop situation. There should be closers out there. I'm not sure they're going to want to pay the huge price for a Mason Miller type, but there will be closers out there. I don't know if they want to pay the money for Kenley Jansen. Potentially he could be out there. And, I mean, it's a pretty decent list. Estevez from the Angels. I think there's going to be 5 or 6 pretty well-proven closers on the market. So at least they have that going for them. But it's been a rough time. Their offense is not good. They're not getting much out of the infield. And, I mean, you know, I mean, it's nice that they're being patient with Morel, but, I mean, not only is hitting below .200, I saw defensive metrics that suggest that he is the worst, not only at third base, in baseball defensively. So, I mean, you know, obviously they see some talent there and they want to be patient, but, you know, I think time should be up pretty soon.
So interesting. The fact that many closers, legit closers, might be available is really interesting. One of them, he mentioned, Estevez from the Angels, and the Angels have a couple other pieces, which could be interesting. Maybe Helsley from the Cardinals, but I don't know if the Cardinals will sell that, but that's interesting. So they'll have options out there, and they want to do it later if they do it at all.
Yeah, there's certainly no reason to be buying right now because this team is not worth it. You want to squeeze in one thing from Heyman on the White Sox?
I do, because I didn't hear him this morning. And this is about Paul DeJong and Crochet and Robert and where they might go.
The Dodgers' life without Mookie Betts will last about 8 weeks, according to Dave Roberts yesterday. They are in the market maybe for a shortstop. Paul DeJong is having a good year on the south side. Is that a match, John? Do you think they are look elsewhere? What do you expect?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good match. I mean, you know, if they had their wish list, they'd love to look at Adames or Bichette. I don't believe that the Jays are going to be trading Bo Bichette, and the Brewers are, I don't want to say running away, but you guys are familiar. They've got a pretty nice lead in their division, can't trade their starting shortstop. So among the guys that are available, I think DeJong is one of the better ones. That was an excellent signing for $1.5 million. And he's certainly an offensive upgrade over Rojas, who's a very good defender. But right now they're not getting offense out of a bunch of positions. So, I mean, the $300 million team's starting to struggle a bit.
John, what's this I read in the New York Post that the Yankees are believed to like Garrett Crochet? Where would I read such a thing, and what do you think?
I think a lot of teams like him. I mean, he's got a big arm. I mean, right at, near the top in the strikeouts of the American League. You know, to me it's a little bit odd because this is a guy who's exceeded the innings of any of his previous years, right? The previous high was 54 innings, and he's way over that. So I'm not sure how much more he's going to be a starter. But I think the Yankees and some other teams probably are looking at him as a bullpen piece. You know, I think a lot of teams are looking at Crochet. We've heard certainly the Padres, but, I mean, you know, if you only have five sellers, you might have up to as many as 25 buyers. And as I've said, I think the White Sox could have a great sale between certainly Robert, if they do that, and Crochet, Fetty, DeJong, as you guys referenced. I mean, you know, they may have the worst team, but they may have the best sale.
Interesting.
The best sale. I mean, I don't know if that gets you excited at this point, especially with some of the feedback on trading Robert. I mean, I guess maybe I'm projecting there because I think that would be just really tough to handle as a fan. But, like, congratulations that you get to relive trading Sale and Eaton. Like, you were the winners of that trade, period, right? Because you got the best prospects.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a real tough sell of, like, oh, these – but this time, the prospects that we picked – are going to save us.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. In terms of the Chris Sale trade, we talked about it as a win, as a good trade, all the way up until all the prospects have not panned out.
Right.
All the way up. And then eventually you get here to the end and you're like, yep, nope, that's a whiff. Now they're calling it a whiff. And you need, we didn't have 5-6 years handy at the time. 8 years. Wow, 8 years since that trade. Crazy.
Again, time travel. We should invent it. It would make all these takes a lot easier. I think that was the plot of Back to the Future 2.
It's making a lot of the movies that I've seen are, you're debunking them. And I've seen a lot of movies that I enjoyed. Back to the Future 2. Do you guys like that one?
The Sports Almanac.
Yeah.
And I was like, go into the future, get the almanac, go back in time, gamble, profit. It's very simple.
Daniel Norris liked it, I'm sure.
If you missed our conversation with Craig Counsell, candid, at times tense, interesting, challenged us, it's next on The Score.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.